We have Ed Curley and Andy Rudnitsky in here, pro paddlers, paddling together for the first time. And as Jim read those off, he had Andy's name first, and Ed asked, why is your name first?
Like I just paddled 70 miles. I'm exhausted. Cramped. I was sorry, cramping up from Goodyear Lake Dam down, and never stopped till I got to Sydney, and I started to feel better, and two boats started coming back to us, but we just didn't have enough to catch them.
Andy, this is well, a heck of a race in regards to low water, hot sun, and all. This one of the toughest you've had?
Yeah. This one in 2 years ago was pretty bad. Took last year off, and it was a tough year coming back.
So all the training you guys did and everything else, did you feel like you did enough training and it paid off? Otherwise, this would have been much worse on you?
We both did everything we could do. It was just a tough day. We had a pretty good day. It was just tough.
And what about the class this year, Ed? There were 49 canoes, a lot of good paddlers.
Extremely competitive. There were, I counted, 15 teams that could have been in the top five, and it was just, you know, you look at who's racing today, and it's just unbelievably competitive.
Now, you tell me, a lot of times every year, I say, you're going to paddle this year, you say no, and then by the time the race comes around, I find out that you're paddling. And the last time you told me, you know, the training for this race and doing the race is very stressful. And what does this, you know, why is this such a stressful race?
Well, because it's a local race and you want to do well, and it's really what you're gearing up for all spring and winter long, and lifting and running and all of these things that we do. And, you know, you just like to do well in this race, and, you know, you hope to be in the top 10, but, you know, when I started cramping up, there's just nothing that I can do. I had cramps in both forearms. I had cramps in both my lats. I had cramps in my right abs, cramps in my left quad, and there's just nothing that you can do. So, you know, and because I couldn't paddle hard, it took it all out of Andy, and then when I started feeling better, he didn't feel good. So, you know, it just happened. So I told Carol I need an intervention.
A regatta intervention. Both Ed and Andy took off last year, but came back this year. And Andy, I just want to ask you about your nephew. You got your nephew Matt started, and I mean, he's turned out to be one of the premier young paddlers today. That must make you real proud.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you guys to know that you did a great job. You did a great job out there, and we hope that you guys continue to paddle. Maybe you get an intervention for a short time, but then you come back and get addicted again and be back. What do you think? You think you'd paddle with Andy again?
Well, I don't. I'd love to paddle with Andy. And about Sydney, I said, well, what if we do the 12 miler next year? So I don't know. Maybe we'll do that. But I think I'm. I know I've said it several times, but I think I'm really serious this time. I think I'm done.
Yeah, it's emotional for these guys. They've done it for so many years, and it's a lot of work and a lot on the body. These guys, watching the paddlers come out of the river today was just unbelievable. Some of the condition that people are in, and I got to give hats off to you guys. And you know, the ages that you're, in the upper 40s, you guys are doing great. One of us, Ed's in the upper 40s. Ed almost puts you into the 50 and over category. So thank you, Ed and Andy, for canoe. Do you have any updates, Jim? All right, Jim's got a few other updates for you guys.